It has been forever since I've done this. I have sat and started to record and attempt to get something out, some type of words out. And it never happens. And I think a part of me felt like there were more important voices that needed to be heard. A part of me felt like I didn't have anything to say. And I think I struggle with sounding or feeling motivational, especially when I don't feel motivated myself. And then I realized, right, the origin of this whole podcast idea was it's called me juggling with everyday struggles, right? So if I'm doing juggling and sometimes there's a little bit of struggling, I think that's okay. I think that's important too, and I think it's really essential to voice the ups and downs and the ifs and the buts and the maybes. So welcome back. I do not know. I do not think. I'm unsure. I don't know if I'm gonna continue this consistently how I made an attempt at doing before, and I don't really know where this is gonna go, but I do have a couple of things on my mind that I really wanted to get out, and I thought was quite essential for me to kind of talk about for a little while. So, that was a really long introduction. So, welcome. If you're new, this is a podcast where I literally just spit out everything I'm thinking. If you happened to catch a glimpse of this back in 2019 when I was doing this more frequently, then welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you listen to me again. But so, update or recap, I guess. When I had started this podcast originally, I was a junior in college. I'm a theater major. I had said that at the time, but I don't think that I said I was a literary minor because I don't think it was decided yet. So from that point, I graduated college in December 2020. So I graduated college in the middle of a pandemic on online learning. If you are part of that club, welcome. It is great. Doesn't always feel that way, but we got through it, and that's something to celebrate, definitely. So, yeah, I got my bachelor's degree in theater, and I am currently working at a new job where I am doing nothing related to theater. So, I wanted to come on here and kind of approach some of these things because I think the main thing that I've been struggling with and the reason why I thought my voice was important today, is transitions. Transitions are really hard. Transitions are something that a lot of people go through in different capacities and different ways and don't always know how to approach it. And I wanted to shed some light on the way that I've been feeling and the way that, I've approached it. So I'll start by saying that leaving college, with the theater degree as a theater major, whatever you want to say. One in the middle of a pandemic, but also just, I would say in general, felt terrifying. I don't know any other words to describe that. I was afraid. I was scared. My original plan was to leave college and take some time to kind of discover my creative space and see the things that I can do with that degree and really try and full-time pursue that side of me. And when I started to notice that things were not going that way, it was hard. It was massively difficult, and I would say I'm still working to accept that. So the first part of that is realizing, right, just because I'm in a position right now where things are not, obviously for all of us, I hope, things are not fully back open. There's not very many options. There's not really very many outlets where I can kind of like nurture and cater to some of those parts of myself. And so that was the first kind of approach of acceptance and transition and feeling like I failed myself in some ways. So I have this one podcast on this series, whatever the hell it's called, where essentially I'm saying all this stuff about dreams and the dreams that you want to pursue and why I decided to become a theater major. So if you didn't hear that, then go ahead, listen to it. It's real inspirational and shit. But it's hard when you feel like you failed, when you feel like you didn't get there. And then you have, you know, people in your life coming to you and telling you, you know, this isn't it. This is the beginning. I think that's where it starts, right? Is that I wasn't seeing this as a beginning. I wasn't seeing this as a start to anything. It wasn't me approaching my situation and saying like, this is now, and the now doesn't have to be the same now as it will be in 6 months and 12 months and 24 months, whatever it is. And I don't always realize the leverage that I have as a 21-year-old. I think that I start to go down this rabbit hole of where I'll end up and who I'll become and am I doing this right? But in reality, what is right? There's no right. And that's something that I think a lot of young people grapple with, where even if you're still in college, or I definitely don't think that I have anybody listening who's kind of like entering college. Maybe if my little cousins hear this, right? exiting high school and entering college, but more so for my friends who are graduating college, it feels like I'm nearing an end of something. I'm closing out this chapter in my life. And when I was closing out this chapter, I had not looked at it as the start of a new one, if that makes sense. I had not seen the benefits of the beginnings of the new kind of like flowers that are blooming in my life. And I wanted to go there. I wanted to start talking about that, because if you start to highlight some of the good, if you start to highlight some of the positives, then it becomes clearer where you're going. I don't want to say where you're going, but it becomes clear that you're not failing as much as you think. You're not doing as much wrong as you think you are. So I'm sitting here and I'm spewing all the things, all the positives and the ways that life can get better and the way that you can, you're not doing it wrong and all this stuff, right? Which is probably what a lot of people hear right now. It's probably where a lot of some of our elders are going with their advice, if you will, where it's what is wrong? How can you be doing wrong when you're living the best way you know how? And sometimes, quite frankly, that's just living. That's waking up in the morning and having a cup of water, or waking up in the morning and deciding that you're going to have breakfast today, or you're going to eat today, or whatever. Or not even waking up in the morning, right? Sometimes we wake up at 1 p.m. and that has to be okay too, because sometimes our lives have to be more than 9 to 5 productive. I did all these things today and now my life is the greatest because I've got everything together, right? We don't have everything together. I don't know anyone who has everything together, and it, bullshit if you say you do. That's where I have to go with that, right? Like, there is no wrong because we're all trying to just figure out what it is that we're doing. But my point is, when you're going through such a crazy transition, when you're living in the middle of a pandemic, when you have X, Y, and Z that you have to accomplish and only 2 hours to do it, how do you get there? And how do you like push yourself when you're really just trying to kind of hold on, I guess it would be. And I think one thing that has really been on my mind, and this might pivot the conversation a little. Conversation, it's not a conversation because I'm not talking to anybody, but this might pivot the topic a little bit. I think the first part of that is I heard someone the other day say that we need to stop celebrating productivity. We need to stop sitting and saying, if I did nothing today, my day was not good. If I did nothing today, I had no purpose. Because you did. You woke up. That's something. You went downstairs and did, I don't know, took a walk down the block. You did something. You are here, and that is the first step of purpose. It matters. That matters too. And I think until we start celebrating rest and until we start celebrating taking time to be people, taking time to be ourselves, we won't get anywhere. We won't be able to bloom and become okay. So all that to say, right, that's the first part of this transition that I was struggling with, is that I was waking up in the mornings and I was feeling like if I did not sit down in front of my computer and endlessly do something, work all day, then my day was less than what it should be. My day was not where I needed it to be. And because of that, I physically felt myself crashing. I physically could not make it to a next day without feeling still overwhelmed by the day before, where we burn ourselves out to the point of feeling like we don't know how to return back to our center and we don't know where to go. So that's like the first part of where I was kind of like headed and struggling, and that's a very real thing. That's a very real feeling, right? And then again, feeling like, okay, I got this degree, I got a theater degree. Where am I taking this? What am I doing right now that relates to my degree? Where am I going that relates to the last 4 years that I spent doing all this work, reading plays, writing plays, acting things out? Like, well, like where am I going, you know? And so I cannot say that I found an answer, but I think the bigger part of it is that I stopped actively looking for that answer and just started to live each day as though it's just that day. So I'm not thinking about all the things I have to do tomorrow. I'm not thinking about all the ways that I can fit all this stuff into once. It's waking up. It's taking time to sit at the table and eat breakfast. I kid you not, I watch an episode of something every single morning, and I make sure I have time for that episode every single morning before I have to go to work, because I found that that's something that gives me purpose. And it's something that I think is so small, it's something that I think is so stupid, but it gives me 20, 30 minutes to be like, hey, this wasn't so bad. And then I hop into my work and I do whatever I have to do. If I find that I need a pause, if I find that I need to take a second to literally just like inhale and exhale, I do that now. And that's something that I think everyone should be taught. I think everyone should be encouraged to do that and to say like, I am human. I am here. Take a second in your day to feel the way that your feet are hitting the floor, to feel the way that your hands feel against each other, the way that it feels to inhale and out and outhale and exhale. Take a second to just like feel and say to yourself that you're there, that you are present, and that you are worthy of being present. And I think that that is a step that will really aid in some of the ways that I know a lot of us are feeling right now. So, possible that I'm just rambling, possible that I'm not really getting anywhere, and that I might have lost some people. That's great. If you're here, cool, thanks. I appreciate it. But I think the reason why I really felt like I needed to kind of sit down today and just talk a little bit is I felt like I was losing a lot of myself, and I felt like I was losing a lot of my sense of direction and a lot of the reasons of why I do things, why I enjoy things, why I go places, whatever it is. But not only that, I watched and I'm still watching a lot of my friends doing the same and going through these same emotions of so many of us don't know where we're going or what we're doing or how to even get to the next step. And I think what's really hard about that is that we're like in this space of such turmoil, and we're in this space where really nobody knows what's going to happen next, that there's this heightened tension in so many people, and that can really lead to a lot of confusion and a lot of reluctancy. And that's scary, you know? I think I said this in the beginning. I don't think anyone has the answer. I definitely don't have the answer. But I also hope that one at a time we can kind of start to help each other and start to feel more like ourselves again, because it absolutely sucks to feel lost. It absolutely sucks to feel like you don't really know what the next step is. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'll say it as many times as I need to. Transitions are hard. Transitions are something that so many of us don't know how to deal with, because not knowing what's next is scary. And as someone who tries to plan out literally every part of their lives, I can say that I'm so guilty, just immensely guilty of feeling like if I don't know what's next, if I can't say that I have a plan for what's next, then I did everything wrong. Then I'm not successful in any of my plights, because if I was, I would know what my next step is. And to myself, I think a lot of the reason why I do this is to kind of reflect back on who I was and the way that I thought. But to myself and to anyone listening, you're doing it right. You are doing it right. You are doing all that you know how to. And that is surviving. That is saying that sometimes you need to take breaks, sometimes you need to take spaces. And sometimes you'll have great productive days. That's great. That's good. Like, sure. But I just don't want anyone ever, but anyone in my life to feel like they're not doing enough and they're not doing all that they can, because that can really defeat you. That can really kind of bring down all the ways that you are doing well. That immediately is canceling out all the good that you're doing by only focusing on all the things you haven't done. There's so many things you haven't done. Have you skydived? Well, maybe you have, but you know what I mean? Like we're good. We're learning. We're getting there. There is no right. There is no wrong. As long as you try and get somewhere. So this, before it goes into any more rambling, this might not have been helpful to anyone. But I guess I just wanted to kind of, I wanted to pick this up where I left off and say, I'm here. I'm going, I'm getting things done, and we're all still figuring it out, and slowly but surely we'll get there. So, thank you so much for listening, and I really hope you all are doing well and hanging in there.